Good morning. Good morning. It's Deborah Leanne, and it is our Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show. And I am debuting this week, so bear with me as I figure out some of these controls and get more comfortable with sharing my message in this format. And what we wanted to start off with, which I figured was a perfect time to introduce this topic, was we're looking at the month of June and all of the topics around health and wellness and the importance of retreat. Yes, even that means like slowing down, and not even just slowing down, it means going backwards. And a retreat is a time where we can go inward, especially during the time when our kids are off school, there's extra workloads due to our colleagues taking off, the heat and humidity, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, and are taking their toll on our sanity. So what we find is our lives don't slow down during summer. They tend to actually become busier with a lot of extra scheduled events, things outside, vacations, and so forth. So what we would like to talk about is to get an idea about how do you give yourself the permission to carve out time on a daily, weekly, at minimum monthly basis where it's just time for you, where you get a chance to truly put scheduled time on your calendar where you can have, and I mean, it is nice to have a 5 or 10 minute morning meditation or a walk, but what I'm talking about is a chunk of time, like where you really get a chance to unwind. And if you think about it, when you go on vacation, how long does it take you till you stop thinking about what you left behind at the office, you know, what else you didn't pack, you know, what's the schedule of events of getting all kinds of our tours in, or what time is the exercise room open here at the hotel, or any of that. If you just be still, it takes us quite a while for our minds to calm down. In fact, I used to always say that it took me about a day to get into being on vacation, where you slow down the amount of times where you want to look at your phone, where you slow down the times that you want to look at your watch, and where you actually are in vacation mode. And if it takes that long for us to get into vacation mode, how long do you think it would take us to totally be able to relax on a daily, weekly, monthly basis if we didn't have a practice of getting into that quiet space? So if you need to make a case on the importance of retreat, there's so many beautiful mental health and coaching experts and retreat experts out there that will help you with the wording if you need to go and either justify it for yourself or to a loved one as to why you want to leave your loved ones and go and be in a space by yourself. But the most important one is because you deserve it and because you will actually end up being a better mother, lover, employee, leader, you know, and all the other roles that you play, sister, wife, if you get a chance to reconnect with who you are. When my kids were little and I would schedule some time to be away for the weekend, they were always like, Mommy, where are you going and why are you going and why do you want to leave us? And I always used to say to them that I would be a better mommy when I got back. And I felt that was very true. The key is that you need to believe it and not take that guilt and not share that guilt with your children and not wear it as a cloak as you, you know, pack your bags to leave for the time away. So how can you do a retreat on a weekly basis? It might be even just taking an hour during your lunch, during an afternoon where you just close off away from the computer and your phone, and you drive to the park and sit on the side of a hill and watch the clouds. Make sure you leave your phone in the car so you can't hear it and don't need to look at it, and that you can actually get away. Take a book. Do you remember that reading, that old-time habit that we used to have before we had so many distractions with the digital world? Yes. And a sketchbook is another way to just let your brain have a break and allow your hands to move and create something, whether it's drawing or painting or even some kind of crafty thing. Some people love their knitting and crocheting and needlework. And then there's also a dance class, or even just being in a space in the woods where you move your body in a way that loosens it up, in a way that allows it to forget about sitting at a desk, sitting in front of a computer, and allows it to remember that there's other ways that it really enjoys moving. Some people schedule dance classes for that very reason, because getting a chance to move their body allows their brain to also take a break. And for many women, it's unusual to move our bodies beyond the typical exercise routine, which to me is not very feminine. It tends to be a more masculine way of operating. So when we look at the variety of ways to take time for ourselves, I would say the biggest piece is to be away from anything that will get your brain activated again. For me, sometimes what I teach the women I work with is to center. So let's just say you have driven to the park and you're sitting on a bench and it's a lovely day and you're underneath a tree and you just can sit and enjoy the breeze. That's a great start. And then the other thing you want to do is you want to close your eyes and imagine that you're going to your control tower or your control center. And yes, we're all control freaks, so let's just admit it. And I actually like to view it as being in the center of my head. And it's like being in a lighthouse. So what I do is I take a scan all around me and look at all of the places where I have scattered my energy. Excuse me. It could be deposited in, I wonder how my daughter's test went yesterday at college. I wonder how my other daughter is doing on getting her announcements out for her graduation. You know, I wonder how my mom and my stepdad are doing. I haven't talked to them in a few days. I've got these unfinished projects sitting on my desk, several hundred, you know, emails to address. Did I remember that I have, is that event that I said I would be there to support a friend, is that tonight or tomorrow night? All of our calendar, all of our events that are coming up after this hour that we've set aside for ourselves, all of our things that happened in the past, driving here, thinking of, oh, I forgot to do this and I really shouldn't be taking this time. Anything that happened up until this moment, any people that we're connected to energetically, emotionally, projects that are awaiting our attention to complete, to finish, to make progress on, each of those pieces is where we have deposited part of our energy and some of our power. So then we wonder why we're always exhausted and why we feel less than and sometimes less than powerful. So I would ask that you actually look at all of those places. And what I actually do is I pretend like I'm actually like on an airplane where I shut the window so that I don't have to, may want to shut out the glare of the exterior world so that I can take a nap. Or you can pretend like you're turning off a computer screen so that you stand in the center of this control tower where there's a bazillion computer screens of all the places and literally shut down and say, I'll be back, I'll be with you, I'll be able to focus on this problem even more effectively and efficiently after I take this time for myself. Closing off each of those various areas, and even the ones that don't want us to, like we can feel the tug or a cord, or like the computer won't shut down because there's a program that's running that's not allowing us to. We may have to do a force quit or a shutdown anyway. And the other thing that I've actually seen people do is they actually take scissors, or in some cases it's a large piece of farm equipment, and drive a moat around themselves to disconnect all of these places where we are so deeply connected to all these exterior places and people. Once we hold that space that's just us in this present moment, there is such a level of peace, because in this moment, there isn't anything else that we need to be doing. There's nothing else that's more important than breathing and bringing back to us all of our energy. So after this centering has taken place, the other piece that's very, very helpful for all of us, especially women, is to ground. We actually want to ground ourselves into the energy that is our physical body. You can do that a number of ways. One of them is to actually breathe in. If you do yoga or Pilates or a lot of those exercise forms, force you actually to breathe really deeply all the way into your lower belly. And when we do that, we have a chance to oxygenate our body and our brain, and it allows us to breathe slower, and it also calms our system so that we're safe, we feel like it's okay to do this, and I deserve this. So by breathing in deeply and grounding that oxygen all the way down into our system, we actually tap in to a lot of other places in our body that we tend to forget about. Yes, lower belly. Yes, our sex organs, our pelvic bowl, and all the way down to our sitz bones, those little bones that are in our butt. And actually, if you rock back and forth on those, it's a great way to remember, I'm in my body, I'm in my body. And your body will thank you, because it's like, oh, she's paying attention to me, yay. So by sitting and rocking into that, like claiming your space on the planet, claiming your body back again, you can then place your feet flat on the ground. Your hands, too, if you're actually in a laying down position, and allow that amazing energy, that's the magnetic force of gravity, pull us literally into Mother Earth so we can tap into her energy. The other thing we can do is create an exchange and send any of the stress or some problem that keeps wanting to pop up into your mind, we can send that back down to her. She'll compost it, And chances are, since our mind will be free of it and our body free of it for a little while, the most perfect inspired answer will come our way after we let it go. So grounding is both done through breathing, through tapping into the gravity that holds us so securely onto this planet, and actually allowing that electrical magnetic connection with Mother Earth to feed us and replenish us. So the beautiful thing about being human beings is we're not just human doings, A, but B, we are physical and spiritual. And we're not just here to live this physical life, but many of us know there's a lot deeper part of us, whether you want to say your spirit or your soul or your God connection or however you want to describe it, that is another way where we can actually let go. Several people say, let go and let God. And we are such control freaks, we find that so difficult to do. So in this moment, let's just pretend, even if you're not a big believer, let's just pretend that we have ancestors or angels or our direct connection directly to the divine, however you would like to see that, but that that connection will allow us to release whatever else is hanging on. You know, you can even just say it's in a vague way, it's an anxiety or a level of stress that I would just like it to just dissipate, lower. And let it go. Breathe it out. And let it go. And the trees and the sky will absorb it. Our divine connection can be strengthened, and it allows our body and our spiritual and our physical connection to work in concert. And we're not going to necessarily bypass our intellect and our mind. However, that is one of the most limiting tools we have. It remembers what it's been taught, what's happened in the past, and it's not so good at helping us to look into the future, to leap beyond what limiting things we see that we're capable of doing. So this is when I ask that you actually open up your dreaming part of your mind, not the logical side, the other side, which is where if you are truly connected beyond our physical brains to another realm or spiritual dimension, that's where the most inspired in spirit solutions, ideas, dreams, answers, opportunities, all of those things come about when we let go, when we get out of our mind. Starting from this place of, I believe, radical self-love, radical self-responsibility, and radical self-connection to all of our parts, our body, our heart, our mind, our soul. From this place, this is where we are meant to love others. This is how we're designed to show up in the world. This is why when babies come out, everybody loves them, because they are just a spark of divine, of God, of spiritual energy in a physical body. They're so much closer to it than us because we've been so programmed by all of the things that we believe that we need to do, that we have to do, that we lose track of this divine spark that we are. So let's just start with that and call that our self-love. Let's call that our our unique brilliance in the world. And this, from this place, this is where we can create all kinds of opportunities, amazing relationships, one of those spectacular careers that people lead that a lot of times we're envious of. We're like, how does she get to do what she is so in love with? And she's making good money at it. And often it's because that woman believes that she can. She has started very often with using what she's teaching the world on herself. Where did those divine modalities or those divine answers or that creative process that she has come up with, the book that she wrote, the new ways of seeing the world that has created her reputation as a thought leader, often it started by being with herself. And in this most amazing creative space, we too can connect with our highest purpose, our highest self. There's a couple points to remember as we come out of this space. How do we maintain this connection to ourself when we do go back and we're around others and we're triggered by something that happens at work, or our children are driving us crazy, or, you know, something happens and we have to call the plumber because something's going on at our house. All of those, I mean, life is going to go on. And we have a choice. We can deeply breathe back into this essence place that we are and remember that in this moment, really, all is well. Everything is okay. And we can model this for our children. One of my favorite stories of my kids was with, they were with their dad and they were out in the middle of a ball field. He was playing a game and they were playing at the park and a huge storm came up. It caused quite a bit of damage. Lots and lots of trees were uprooted. And he made them run to the car and they were driving home and he couldn't even see and things were falling all around them and it was very scary for my youngest. And my older daughter kept saying, just breathe. Just breathe. Because the other daughter was hysterical. And she, when we get hysterical, we tend not to breathe. And I'm so proud that they practiced this exercise, which probably helped their dad get them home safely as well, because he was freaked out and trying to make sure that they were safe. So that whole action of breathing into the present moment allows us to reconnect. It also reminds us that we don't have to have all the answers in this moment, and we can ask for help. So in the future, I'll be introducing topics, and then I will be inviting callers to call in, and we'll do a sample coaching call, so that you can see how I work and see, actually, since we're all relatively connected in similar ways in terms of what is going on in our lives, hopefully there will be a nugget that you will also learn, even if you're not the one in the hot seat, we call it, or in the coaching chair. So I'm looking forward to continuing these conversations with you on a weekly basis. And I also would love it if you went to my Facebook page or my website and connected with me to ask about what topics are important to you. You can find me at Deborah Leanne, Women's Leadership Catalyst, website is deborahleanne.com. And You can follow me on Twitter at Synergy Leader, S-Y-N-E-R-G, Leader. And I will also be available if you would like to reach me by email directly at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com. For more information or to see videos on some of the techniques and things I teach, you can go to my Deborah Leanne Vimeo or YouTube channels as well. And until our next week's topic, I would love it if to give a challenge to each of you that you could practice a daily practice, a moment of retreat, of reconnecting to your body through your breath, through your feet, through movement. Even if you need to go to the bathroom and just move your body in a way that feels so good and so different to you and stretches out our lower back and our poor legs that are used to being in the sitting position. The other thing that you might want to do is just remember every time you're drinking a glass of water how important to allow that to create more fluidity, not just for the health purposes, but also for the spiritual that allows things to move through us on a more flowing basis. We tend to have a lot of energy that gets stuck, and that keeps us stuck and unable to totally tap into all of our wisdom. And I would be curious to hear how that works for you. So feel free to connect with me in any of the social media ways. You can search me on just Deborah Leanne and find me in all of those different ways. So I look forward again to speaking with you soon. And take good care until our next week's show.